Hello everyone, you are listening Rishabh Jain on the Rishabh Jain Show, digital marketing podcast for side hustlers. And my mission with this podcast is to give you the best strategies, tactics and knowledge about sales and marketing funnels so that you can build and grow your digital coaching and consulting business and live the life of freedom and abundance. And the episode begins now. Hello everyone, welcome back to the another episode of the Rishabh Jain Show, digital marketing podcast for side hustlers. And in today's episode, we have a very special guest with us. So he is the funnel marketing expert and he's the winner of multiple 2, club awards. And also he's the creator of Funnel Marketing Agency Secrets, and he generated millions of dollars with his funnels. And also, he is also known as like Funnel Doc. So let's welcome Jeffrey M. Benek. Hey, Jeffrey.
What's up, everybody? I'm great, man. Thanks for having me on today.
So first of all, I want to thank you, and I'm really grateful to have you on my podcast. It's been a pleasure to host you here, and sure. I'm excited to ask you the questions that will going to help a lot of people out there who are going to watch the podcast.
Awesome.
Yeah. So my first question to you is like, you are in this funnel marketing industry and building funnels and all. So how all this get started in your life? Like, what is your backstory? How you entered into this funnel world and funnel marketing?
Sure. So I originally started out actually as a personal trainer, and I was trying to figure out how to bring my personal training brand online and be able to sell my services online. So I was studying underneath this gentleman named Bedros Koulian. He was teaching me about sales and marketing and how to market myself online as a personal trainer. And one day Bedros held up this book, something.com secrets from some dude, Russell Brunson or somebody. And like any good student, when your mentor tells you read a book, you read it. So he gave it to, or he told me to read it, and I bought it. And I'll never forget the first time I read .com secrets, it felt like when Neo first saw the Matrix for the first time, and he's able to see all the ones and the O's. It's like everything started falling into place and making sense that I'd been studying over like the last year, trying to figure out how to take my brand online. So it was like, oh, what? He goes, funnels are websites are dead. Funnels are the future, and upsells and webinars and downsells and follow up and dream customers. Like it all made sense now. So I decided to go all in. I go, this guy, Russell, knows what he's talking about. I'm like, funnels are going to be the future. I'm like, websites are not going to be a thing anymore. I'm like, I need to go all in and master what funnels are and ClickFunnels software. So I wind up getting this tattoo. I don't know if a lot of people know. I got this before I ever got my first 2, award or anything. This funnel hacker tattoo is actually a promise to myself that I would do something great in ClickFunnels or be some weirdo with a funnel hacker tattoo. And luckily it was the first and not the second. But so what I started doing is I was married at the time. My wife and I started maxing out all my credit, buying every course I could. We were just like most people. We were, you know, paycheck to paycheck. We didn't have really a savings or anything like that. I was all day long, I'd be watching videos of Russell on YouTube. And then at that time, the ClickFunnels group was about 35,000 people in it. Now it's almost 300,000 people in it. And one of the ways that I figured that I could really learn or master funnels and ClickFunnels and marketing was to be able to help other people. Because the way I view it, you can learn something yourself, but when you're able to teach others is when true mastery occurs. So I would spend literally 6 to 8 hours a day in the ClickFunnels group, just providing value to people. I'd jump on Zoom calls, I'd answer questions. If I didn't know the answer, I'd research until I found it, and just kept helping and helping people. One day out of nowhere, this guy, Kevin David, puts a post in the group that he needs help with his funnels. And because I've been providing so much value to the group, everybody just starts tagging me in the group. Jeff's your guy, Jeff's your guy, Jeff's your guy. And this is way before I was ever the funnel doc or anything like that. So Kevin sets up an appointment with me. He sees some of the funnel templates I'd made before, you know, some different funnels I designed. He saw that I had the tattoo. Everybody recommended me. So we decided to work together. And at that point, it was a really bad time. Not only had we maxed out all my credit cards, but my wife, who was, to be honest with you, that time providing most of the money for us. I mean, I'd get a job here, a job there as personal trainer, but nothing consistent. Overnight, she lost her job, and we went from paycheck to paycheck to no check to no check. And then next thing you know, rent's due. We don't have any money. So we literally had to pawn her ring just to be able to pay rent. And the sad thing was, our rent at that time was $1,200, and we could only get even $800 for her ring at the time. So we had to go to her parents and borrow $400 just to pay rent, which was one of the most embarrassing things I'd ever have to do in my life. But Kevin decides to work with me. He tells me he'll pay me $6,000 to build out his entire ecosystem, all of his funnels, his emails, his messenger bots, literally everything but the course and the webinar I made. And at that point, I felt like I was the richest man in the world. I'm like, baby, we're rich. We're getting your ring out of pawn. We're going out to dinner at Red Lobster, you know, and I thought everything was going to be great. And it was. We launched the course. Which was a course on how to do fulfillment by Amazon, basically how to find other products like on Alibaba and stuff like that, and then resell them marked up on Amazon and be able to make money. It's fulfillment by Amazon or FBA. So we launched this in May, and 57 days later, we broke a million. We did 1.2 million in 57 days, which at that point was the fastest anyone had ever hit a million with ClickFunnels. Now people do it in a couple of hours when launching. But mind you, this was almost 7 years ago now. This was 2017 that we did this. Excuse me. So 2017, we did it. And for me, going from a personal trainer where I was maybe making 30 or 40,000 a year and then seeing something I create generate $1 million, which is mind-blowing. I mean, we had 2 days that were over $100,000 a day. One was $108,000 and one was $132,000 in just a day. So to be able to see that going on in the background really just blew my mind. That funnel went on to do over $10 million in under 18 months. Then that was my first two-com over here. And then Kevin asked me to make another one. This time he wanted to make a Shopify course. So I made that one up, and that became the middle two-com I have here, which that one did about $1 million in about 4 to 5 months. And in its first year, it did about $4 to $5 million total. And then all together, I just launched another one over here with this gentleman named Larry Labarsky. That one was another course on this one happened to be all on e-com stuff, even though I don't know e-com. I just know the tactics and strategies to be able to sell it and make the funnel ecosystems. Mm-hmm. That one was for wholesale Amazon course. We launched that one. We did 844K in 7 days and broke a million in 10 days with no paid traffic.
Wow.
It was all organic traffic and from the email list that we'd created for them. So if you take all the funnels that I made together, plus all the smaller ones that only did a couple hundred thousand, multiple one of those, in the last 4 years, we generated over $42.7 million for myself and my funnel clients.
Wow. It's crazy. Like, after like listening to the story, I'm really feeling so excited. And at the same time, so many questions are like running into my mind to ask you. And it's sure. Incredible journey. I think it's incredible to see how like you have started from scratch and like built this business in this way. So the first question that's coming into my mind after listening like this whole story, that the, like you have said, the true mastery comes when we actually teach others and then we master, right? So there are so many people out there who want to become coaches, who want to like monetize their skills with the word, and they want to like use funnel marketing to grow their business. So I want to know, like, what is your approach being a coach, or what would you suggest to a coach that how they should go about it with funnel marketing to generate leads and sales?
Right. So as a coach, my last 8 coaching clients all did 10K within 30 days. Of those 8, 4 of them did 100,000 in sales between 80 to 122 days. And of those 4, one did $500,000 her first year. Another one actually did $1 million his first year after working with me. So I've been really successful as a coach. One of the things that people really need to understand is who are they serving? Who is their dream client? Who are the people that they're really trying to get results for and then be able to build their business around that? One of the things you also want to do is you want to make sure that you're pricing your services, especially during coaching or funnels, at, you know, at least $1,500 to $3,000. I see people all the time that are trying to sell funnels for $500 and or whatever, and it becomes like a race to the bottom. Realize that you need to, when you're selling funnel services especially, have something that differentiates you from everyone else. So it's maybe a special framework that you've created. Like this could be my 4 steps to success framework, whatever. And it could be something very simple, but comparative to someone else that's just showing them funnels they made. And here you've got a system, a plan, a strategy of how you're going to take this person from where they're at and lead them to success is going to step differentiate you from everyone else. Because realize if you're the same of everyone else, if everyone else has the exact same skills, then you become what's called a commodity. And once you're a commodity, if everybody's the same, they're going to look for the cheapest. And cheapest doesn't always mean the best, but when you're buying, you usually think about that. So like if you're going to buy an air freshener and you see all of them are marked the same, what are you going to do? You're going to buy the ones that's the most, it's the cheapest for you, right? So you have to, just like your skills, whether it's with coaching, whether with funnels, whether it's with digital marketing, no matter what it is, you have to find a way to differentiate yourself and make yourself unique and have a special view, even though you're doing the same thing. It's the way you package you and yourself and your services that's going to make it different so that people see more value in that. Don't just say, I make funnels. And that's another thing. You want to niche down. Too many people, when they're starting for funnels, they're like, I'm going to make funnels for everybody. But one of the things that I first experienced when I first, one week you're making a list, and the next week you're making a funnel for an info product, and the next week you're making a funnel for a coach. You're not going to be good at all of them. You're going to be okay at every one. And the problem is when you're just okay, you don't really see results like this. So niche down, find what is what you feel is your best area. It could be like me, most of my results have been from info products and coaching. It's really, that's my passion. That's my niche. That's what I do the best in, high ticket coaching, courses, and info products. So maybe that's yours, or depending where you live, there could be a ton of doctors around. And one of the things I did when we first started running ads, before I got in info products, I used to do mixed martial arts. I did mixed martial arts, jiu-jitsu, all that. So what I did was when we first started running our ad agency, I lived in Las Vegas. So I went to every jiu-jitsu studio, every mixed martial arts studio. And what I did was I made an actual template on, I had a an iPad. I made it at home and then I brought my iPad with me. And what I would do is I'd go in and I'd have their logo, their name on it, and it'd be like an opt-in form. So I'd be like, oh, look, this is something we're going to be able to do for you. I specialize in getting jiu-jitsu studios and MMA studios leads and help you to convert them into sales. This is the type of funnel I'd be able to make for you. I'd explain the process for them, and then I'd pitch them that way. And what I would actually do is I would have already pre-made all the same template, but I changed the logo out. I changed the name. I changed the address. I changed just a couple images so I could have the same template. And I know I was going to these different 6 studios. So I'd already have them pre-made and I just load up the next one as I went in the next studio and just load the next. And it would be the exact same template, but they wouldn't know any better. And when I walked in, it'd feel like, oh, wow, Jeff customized it specifically for us. It's got our logo. It's got our stuff on it. This is amazing. And I was able to even get, I don't know, if you know much about MMA, but there's a guy back in the day, Randy Couture. I actually was running ads for Randy Couture's gym, Extreme Couture in Las Vegas. Yeah, he's one of the icons in mixed martial arts. But that was the strategy that I used to do that. And what I would do is, first of all, you never want to give your services away for free. Okay. You always want to have some type of charge. So what I would do is I'll go, here's what I'll do for you guys. I'll exchange my first services for a month's free gym membership. And this was just to get my foot in the door. And then after that, it would be, at that point, I was only charging $1,500 a month. But I'd be like, and then after that, it'll be $1,500 for us to run your ads for you on top of whatever your ad spend is. So that way they at least saw initial value, because too often people are like, I'll do it for free. And then the problem is if you don't make them pay something up front, and then you're like, now, okay, it's 1500. They're like, well, wait, it was free before, so why now 1500? You need to make sure that some type of a price tag, even if you could do something like cut your services in half. So you might tell them, hey, the first 2 weeks or the first month, I'm going to do it for 50% off. It'll only be $750. And then at the end of 30 days, once I've proven to you that I can get you results, it's going to be $1,500 a month after that, you know, something like that. You never want to give your services for free because nobody respects free.
Okay. It's incredible. Like, so many golden nuggets are there in this particular whole thing that you have shared right now, like finding the dream customer, which is very important, knowing about it, that who actually you want to serve, very important, positioning yourself in the right way in the market. Only then you will be able to differentiate yourself from others and beat the competition. So crazy. It's really mind blowing. And also awesome. Like this pricing thing, that charging is very important, and instead of giving away free, at least charge something so that you can get the quality people into the system.
So always something.
Yeah. So
exactly.
Yeah, it's really mind blowing. So I want to know, like you have said, that charging is very important, and instead of giving away free, charge at least something upfront. So my question is, like, should someone use lead magnets, or should they directly start with something paid upfront if they want to design their front end funnel? So what's your approach here?
So that's one of the big sort of mistakes people make when they're starting out with funnels. Realize there's two different funnels. There's a lead funnel or a lead magnet, which its whole purpose is to get emails. And then there's a sales funnel, which its whole purpose to make sales. And far often, two people try and make them into one, where they're like, oh, let me put an opt-in here before it goes to the order form or something like that. And a lot of times, depending on the price point, that will be a hesitation for people to want to buy. So realize either you're going to try and make leads and grow an email list and that type of thing, or you're trying to make sales. Okay. Now, for my clients, a lot of times, because they needed to get people in the doors when I was first running ads for gyms, we would do some type of a lead magnet funnel. So we'd give them maybe the some type of a discount, where it'd be like, hey, give us your name and email, and we'll give you your first month free, or half off your first month, or a free personal training with one of our MMA instructors, or whatever. It depends. That's one of the things you want to sit down with the owner of the facility, whatever type it is. If it's a dentist, you might give them a teeth cleaning for free. If it's a doctor's appointment, they might get x-rays for free or something like that. Whatever's valuable that they can get people in, because when they do it right, then you need to work with the person that you're working with so they understand this. You'll bring them in, they'll give them this service, but then the next thing they'll try and do is upsell them something else. So they might bring them in for, say, a dentist for a free teeth cleaning, but when they get them in, they'll be like, oh, you've got these cavities, you might need to get a crown done, you might need this, you might need teeth whitening, whatever.
Yeah.
There's all different types of services that they can upsell them once they get them in the door. The key is you, as the service provider running the ads, you have to get them in the door. That's the key for you. So that's really what that type of a lead magnet funnel would be, is we give name, email, and phone number.
Yes.
And then some type of discount that's super sexy to get them in the door. And then at that point, it would be up to the provider to be able to sell them more, you know, whether it's a gym, they'd sign them up for a gym membership, you know. Yeah. But usually those services, the sale wouldn't happen in the actual funnel. It happened once they got them into the facility where you're doing that. And then also the other thing that most people don't realize, most email lists should be making a minimum of $1 for every name on the list. So if they've got 5,000 people on their email list, it should be making them $5,000 just from you sending out emails with offering them, doing nurture sequences where you're explaining your services, you're explaining how it's going to help them, and then making an irresistible offer so they'll actually sign up via an email list. So when you're just looking at even that, not even a sales funnel, just an opt-in funnel to get people in the door, and then your email nurture list to be able to get them to know, like, and trust whatever this brand is, and either get them in the door or make a purchase directly from your email list, you can provide massive value. Think about how many businesses are out there that have email lists that you've signed up for. They'll take your email and you never get an email from them. They're missing out of hundreds of thousands of potential jobs of opportunity. And that's the bare minimum. ClickFunnels, I was talking to Russell, they make a minimum of $16 for every name on their email list. And they have like a million plus people on their list.
Crazy.
So just from their email, they're making like $16 million a month. A month. We're not talking a year. We're talking a month. So imagine being able to sell that to a business when you go in, and maybe that's your differentiator that's making you not a commodity. It's like, hey, not only are we going to make your funnels, but we're going to be able to make your emails so that once we get them in your ecosystem, we're going to be able to build know, like, and trust so that you're going to become the brand that they trust and want to buy from. Okay. You see how you can make yourself different by everyone just by adding on another layer of services?
Yes. Okay. So got it. Completely got it. So it's like having a lead magnet. First of all, differentiating both is very important. Like, lead funnel is a different thing and a sales funnel is a different thing. So there should be a different approach. And the purpose of lead funnel is just to like having the data, right? So and focus should be on building the email list and then nurturing, right? So I got it completely.
Right, 100%.
And so my next question to you is, like, we discussed about how we can monetize the skill as a coach and what should be the approach there. We discussed about like having this lead magnet funnel and sales funnel. So I want to know the next big question. Like, you have said that one of your funnel, like, you've generated $1 million with organic marketing, completely organic without any paid. So like, how the next logical question is definitely like, how to get people into the funnel with how to get the traffic, like organic traffic.
Well, the key is coming up with a lead magnet or something that's an irresistible offer to them that's going to provide massive value. It could be a checklist, a cheat sheet. It could be a guide. It could be a number of different things. You could even go out, and as long as you're not charging for it, go find YouTube videos from even other people. Like, I could go, let's say we're talking about funnels and I want to get a lead. I want to get people's name and email. Guess what? I could go get the top 10 funnel videos from Russell Brunson, put them on an embed page on a thank you page where I've got 10 videos where I'm like, this is what I'm going to do. Now, my lead magnet is, guess what? You're going to get the top 10 videos ever created by the funnel master, Russell Brunson himself. And he's going to give you all of his best strategy secrets. So therefore there's no profit made, so they're not going to care. I'm actually, if you look at it, I'm actually promoting Russell by doing that, even though it's going to be my lead magnet that I'm using to get their name and email. So you could do something as simple as that. Go out, find the top 10 videos, put them embedded on your thank you page. Your opt-in page would be, hey, get the top videos created by the funnel master, Russell Brunson, where he's going to tell you how to create a funnel, how to do this, how to do that, how to do that. Get instant access, put your name and email here. Boom, done. It literally, like, it's one of the most overcomplicated people think when they're doing a lead magnet. You need to know, again, your dream customer is your most important thing. What keeps your dream customer up at night? What are their fears? What are their wants? What are their desires? What is going to be able to be the most important thing for them to be able to get results? Now, again, it could be something as easy as a checklist where you're like, hey, these are the top 10 funnel building software platforms that I use to help make funnels, you know, or something great that I've done before. Hey, here's the top 10 Chrome extensions I use to make funnels. And then you've got like the iDraw, and you just go out and you pick the top funnel building Chrome extensions. You put a link to them, and then there's your lead magnet. Or even better stuff is stuff like, hey, here's my funnel building software, or not software, but like setup that I use. Here's the computer I use. Here's the camera I use. Here's the mic I use. And then what you can do is you go to Amazon, you become an Amazon
affiliate.
I can't think of what it's called. It's something seller. I can't think where you get an email. You're able to get the URL that's like a percentage if they click on your link to go buy. It's not an affiliate thing. You know what I'm talking about? I can't think of what the name. Amazon Associate, is that what it is?
Yeah.
So yeah, you get Amazon Associate, and then what you do is you find all the stuff that you use, you sign up as an associate, you get your link for all that, and then when they sign up for your lead magnet, not only getting your name and email that they go on your list, you're able to nurture it, but if they click on any of your links in your lead magnet, you're making money off of it now.
Yes.
Or maybe it could be ClickFunnels, where you're like, hey, I'm going to do a tutorial on how to build a funnel using ClickFunnels. Give me your name and email here. It's a video series. I've got 5 videos. And at the bottom of it, hey, sign up here for a free 14-day trial. And that's your affiliate link. So now you're turning your lead magnet into a gathering to build your list, to be able to nurture these people to buy from you later. But you're also making.
Okay. So like having a front end valuable lead magnet is important to like have the people coming into the system for traffic. It's very important, right?
It's literally one of the most important thing, because realize, let's say you spend all this time on Facebook building a group, and all of a sudden for some reason you get shut down, you say the wrong thing or whatever, and you lose your group, or you're on YouTube and they shut down your channel, or TikTok and they shut down your, all that can be taken away from you. As long as you have a way to send out emails that can never take your list away from you, it's literally one of the most important things that are always overlooked by people. Whenever I work with a client, I have people pay me $20,000, $30,000 to build out funnel ecosystems. Guess what? The first funnel we always build for them, a lead magnet funnel. The next one we always build is a self-liquidating offer funnel so they can start running ads to it and be able to break even on their ad spend, but build their list that way. And then finally, we get them their sales funnel. Because the way that we were able to get this guy with no ad, I mean, we did run ads. He paid us $9,000 and we ran ads to a lead magnet. We turned $9,000 into 16,000 names. Okay. And those 16,000 names is what allowed us to be able to do that. But it was still an email list. We didn't run one paid traffic. Not $1 went to the actual sales funnel itself. It was all the email list that we spent time. We'd send videos of him doing stuff, YouTube videos, tutorials, all that stuff. We got them so excited. So by the time we launched his course, they were like, give us the course, give us the course.
Yeah.
And that's how we did a million with that in 10 days.
Okay. So yes. So I think many people actually are missing out this particular thing, that they don't work enough in their lead magnets. They just put out something out there, and when people don't find the value in that, it actually backfire them, and they will not be able to build that kind of trust which is needed. So working on your front end lead magnet is very important. Come up with something which is actually really valuable, and also will be able to attract people into the system. So it's a great like a golden nugget for everyone who is watching out there, that how important it is, and you should focus on this particular thing. So
I want to give you one more golden nugget real quick, my friend. Let me interrupt you. So
other
thing that people don't do, that everyone needs to do, is split test your thing.
Okay.
Start with it. Always start with your headline, because the headline is what, have you ever been driving by a billboard or something? You see it and you're like, what was that? It catches your attention. Like, or you're scrolling through Facebook and all of a sudden something catches your attention. That's your headline. You know, that's whatever grabs their attention. There should always be your control, which is the one that you think is going to be the winner, and then another version, which you think might be the winner, but you don't know. And you always should be running this, because that's going to allow you to perfect your offer. Very rarely, or at least your headline, very rarely is the one that you pick the first time going to be the one that wins it. I'm literally always testing email subject lines, headlines. Sometimes even you always want to start with those, because that's what's going to grab their attention. And then you go next to like images. I hear very often people are like, oh, button colors and stuff, like, forget that, man. That's the last thing you need to be testing, because without a good headline or image to catch them and grab their attention, they're not going to ever see the button at the bottom of the page.
True.
So headlines, images on there, things that's going to stop them from scrolling as they're going on Facebook. Or have you ever looked and you're looking like, oh, your email's on your phone, and there's this one that's like you're like, whoa, what's this? It's like, oh, regarding our message or something. They'll have some type of like thing that will catch your attention. That's great marketing. It's got to grab your attention. If it doesn't grab your attention, you're just going to keep scrolling and you're wasting time. So always split test, always be testing. Very, 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 very rarely are you going to pick the right one the first time. And that's what a lot of junior funnel builders do, is they'll go, I'm going to go with this. And then they'll run all the traffic to it. And they're like, well, why is it not working? You weren't testing anything. And the other thing is, never test more than one thing at a time. Because let's say I test headlines and I test images at the same time. Like I've got two different headlines and two different images. Well, now I don't know what's working. Could it be the different image? Could it be the different? You always one thing at a time, per funnel, per email, that type of. So always split test, but only one thing at a time. The worst thing you can do is have multiple things, because you're not going to be able to identify which of those multiple things are actually causing it to be the winner. So sorry, I just want to give that. That's one of the biggest mistakes people make all the time. And I just wanted to get that out there, make sure people recognize that.
Yeah. So it's definitely going to be the next logical question for me also. I was actually going to ask you, like, you are a funnel doc, so how you optimize the funnels and what is your approach when funnel is not working? So like, you have already answered this thing, testing the headlines and images, all these stuff is the way to optimize it so that it can start working, right?
And here's one of the biggest mistakes people make on an opt-in page for a lead magnet, is they give too much information. Realize people, you need FOMO, fear of missing out, and curiosity are their number one and number two things that make a lead magnet to be able to people to opt in. Because think about this, if I'm looking at this cheat sheet on how to make my funnels better, and you've got this whole page of stuff telling me everything about it because you think that you're going to overload me with information, I'm going to see how great it is, I'm going to opt in. And anytime if I think I know what you're talking about already, why would I give you my name and email? I already know it.
Yes.
So you got to keep it curiosity. One of my greatest ever opt-ins, literally, we went through 10,000 people on it, and it had an 84% opt-in rate.
Wow.
Was a picture, the name, it had a headline, a picture, a name and email, and three bullet points at the bottom. And it got over 80% for 10,000 people went through that thing at 80%. And that's all it was, a headline, a picture, put your name and email here to get instant access, click here on the button to get access, and then three quick bullet points that talked about the pain points that the lead magnet solved. And that's the thing, too. You need to realize people do things on emotion. They don't do it. I mean, they back it up with logic, but they take action on emotion. So these pain points, this was actually a cheat sheet guide for Facebook ads.
Okay.
So like the bullet points were, tired of not knowing what ads work for the right audience. Get our lead magnet, you know, like, how would you like to know how to be able to have the perfect headline? And I forgot what the third one, but it was three simple sentences like that touched on the pain that everybody that's running lead or ads always at one point or another feels. So by just listing that out, they're like, oh, that's me. I never know what headline. Oh, images. If I knew which one, it'd be boom. So you get them that way. You got to make them feel it in their heart. So that way, and it goes the same thing with selling. If you are trying to sell something to them, realize you're selling the solution to a problem. You're not selling an item. You're selling a solution. And if your funnel copy doesn't talk about that solution, they don't care how many pages it is or how many steps or any of that other stuff. You'll see people, they're like, oh, I've got a 30,000 page thing and it's got this and that. That doesn't matter. Like for instance, I've got my little funnel hacker here, water bottle. If I'm trying to sell this, I'm not going to be like, hey, it's black and it's this big. I'm going to be like, hey, this is going to be able to keep your water cold. So when you're off and you're thirsty, you know, going after the pain points. How many times have you always wanted to be able to have water with you, but you never had something that would be able to carry it? Well, this is made out of metal, so it's never going to break. You know, like, pain points sell. Details don't sell.
Okay. So it's incredible idea. Like, I think people actually make things over complex. Keeping things simple is very important. And this is what, like you have said, that a very simple page with a headline and image and few bullet points. It's like working and generating, like, it converting 80% people. So it's crazy. So simplicity, keeping things simple, is very important. And the second thing is, like, touching the pain points and doing that research is very important, that you are actually touching the right pain points or not. So yeah, it's really crazy. And the golden nuggets are, like, people are definitely going to love what you have shared here right now. So I think
Awesome.
yeah, so I think I have so many questions to ask, but I think it's going a little bit lengthier. So I just want to, like, move to the end part, and I just want to ask you very quick few questions. Like, it's considered like a rapid fire round, and then we will, like, wind up
Sure.
this whole podcast.
No worries, man.
So
For sure.
yeah. So let's just start with rapid fire round. So my first question to you is, I want to know the 3 business lessons, the quick tips that you want to give to the audience. Very quick tips, like in one liners.
So first thing is, when it comes to hiring people, well, first of all, when you're running your own business, don't spend all the money you make. It's one of the biggest problems they do. If people sell a funnel and they sell it for 3,000, now all of a sudden they think they have 3,000. No, you need to take sure to take some of that to pay your bills, but you need to use it to grow your business. Because one of the biggest mistakes new entrepreneurs make is they spend all the money. And I did it when I first started, so I speak from experience, my friend, is they think they make a sale and they don't realize they need that money to grow, because you need to get new team members or find somebody else that has a skill set that you don't have so you can offer more services now. There's always something you need to do. So I usually say, starting out, take a third of that money at least, if not half. Set it aside and use it to grow your business. It could be running ads so people start knowing who you are, whatever. But realize there's many ways to grow your business. Don't spend all the money. Do not. It's hard, because when you first start your business, you start making these sales, you're just like, "Woo, I just made a sale. I'm gonna go do something," because you haven't had money for a while. Have discipline. Down the road, you'll be able to buy plenty of things for yourself once you've established your business. The second thing, when hiring people, make sure that you set your requirements ahead of time of what you want. What do you expect from them? Set the stipulations or the different KPIs or key performance indicators of what you want from them, so that they know. One of the biggest problems I did when I first hired people is I'd be like, "Oh, you're going to run Facebook ads," and I just expect them to run them. And we wouldn't go over the metrics or the numbers of what makes a good ad, or what I'm expected from them, or what type of returns, or any of that type of stuff. And then one of the third things is, always, I don't care when you're hiring someone, have everything in a contract. Have it all written down. Like, that's one of the biggest mistakes I made, was I hired a friend, didn't have everything in a contract, didn't have all my expectations from him, and it winded up costing me $70,000 in the end that I lost just because of that. Now, praise God, I was able to be able to afford to lose 70 grand at that time, but still, it was a ton of money. So those are just some of the things right off the bat. You need to, when you start working with others, set expectations ahead of time, because if not, those people are just guessing. They don't know what you want from them unless you tell them. So communication is so important when working with others.
So I think really great tips for every business owner out there. So the second question is, your top 3 tools that you want to recommend.
My top tools that I want to recommend. ClickFunnels is amazing, of course. So that's a great software for that. One of the things that I use a ton is Color Eyedrop Picker. It's a Chrome extension, because it allows me to see an image. I just click on it and it gives me the code for the color. So it allows me to be able to make sure I match colors. There's another Chrome extension I use called Font Ninja, because that what it does is when yeah F-O-N-T Ninja.
Okay,
And what
Font
it
Ninja.
does is it allows you to ho hover right Font Ninja, It allows you to hover over any font anywhere. It'll tell you what it is, what size it is, what's the pixels, all that type of stuff. Okay. And this allows you to have the perfect color and perfect sizing throughout all your different funnels. Another thing that's really good is Funnelytics is a program, is a software like layout to, you know, have you ever heard of it before, Funnelytics? So
yes.
It's basically allows you to script out what your entire funnel flow is going to look like. These are the pages I'm going to use. I'm going to have emails coming off here. Here's the emails that I'm going to use. And you really want to use stuff like that to help plan out what your entire ecosystem is going to look like before you ever start building anything. One of the biggest mistakes people make too is they'll start building the funnel and then try and force the copy into the funnel. That's the biggest mistake. You write your copy first and then build your funnel around the copy. Too often I see people that they're like, oh, I'm going to put a picture here and I'm going to do this and I'm going to do that. And then they go back and they try and make the funnel match, or the copy match the funnel. No, no, no. Write your copy, get the pain points, hit those highlights we're talking about. Then build your funnel around the copy. It's one of the best ways you're going to have success.
Okay. I think it's like a mini class for everyone who's building the funnel. And it's crazy, like all the tools that you have shared going to help everyone who's building the funnel. Crazy. So my next question is one book that you want to recommend to the audience, your favorite book that you want to recommend.
So get Alex Hormozi's $100 Million Offers. I'm reading it now for the second time.
Okay.
It's such a good book. It teaches you how to be able to distinguish your offer unique and not a commodity, like we talked about the very beginning of it. Another great book is Influence by Cialdini is his last name. Robert Cialdini is his name.
Yeah.
Got to read the book Influence.
Okay.
Yeah, it's super, super good. It will help you to be able to really speak to your customer. Those are two great books.
Okay. So great recommendations, I think. And the next question is the top three entrepreneurs that you admire a lot and that who inspires you a lot.
Well, I mean, we got to say Russell Brunson, right? Okay. I mean, he's not only a good friend of mine, but he's a mentor. He's a friend. He's just the best guy ever. Perry Belcher, Orion Dice are awesome when it comes to digital marketing and coming up with offers. Those are two great guys.
Okay.
And then my buddy, Steve Larson. He's awesome, man. I love Steve. He's a great guy. He's a good friend, but he's also taught me a lot over the years. You know, those are three guys. If you're in funnels, if you're in marketing, those four guys, follow them, do everything they say, and I promise you, you'll be successful.
Yeah. Great. I think I follow all of them and they are so good. Yeah, they are so good. I learn a lot from every one of them. So yes, definitely I'm with you on this. So the next question, and this is the last question of this particular session. So what is your productivity tip that you want to give? The one productivity tip that people should follow and they can do their work with higher efficiency.
Sure. The night before you go to bed, make your to-do list and don't do more than three things at a time starting out. That's too many people will go through and they'll make it to do. First of all, you want to make it the night before because then your mind is clear and that allows you when you wake up, you've already got purpose, you've got focus. Too many people wait till the morning and they're like, they get up and they're like, oh, what do I need to do for the day? And you don't realize you've already got all these outside forces. You've checked email. You've got messages. You've got all this stuff that's getting in your way of being able to think clearly. Whereas if you do it the night before, you're now waking up with focus, a plan, and you know, and only go three. I have too many people that are like, I've got 10 things. Well, let's be honest. How often do you do all those 10 things? You only do a couple of them and they roll over to the next day and the next day and they never get done. But if you do three and only three, take your top three most important things, you'll end the day with a real sense of purpose and fulfillment. Because as soon as you knock those out, you know that you've got the most important things done for the day. So even if you don't do anything else, you still have a great sense of accomplishment. Now, don't just stick with three forever, but start with three. Now, once you start with those three and every day you're knocking them out consistently, add a fourth, add a fifth. Then start building it. The last thing you want to do is build that big list because starting out, we just don't have enough discipline yet to be able to do it all. So start small, start with three, then add four, then add five as you get better and better and better. And then you can have a bigger list. The last thing I don't want you to ever do is have such a big list you're constantly rolling over to the next day, because in your mind, it loses importance. Because if it's not important to get done, I can always do it tomorrow and the next day. And if you get that, you don't realize that plays on your psyche. It plays on your mind, and it causes that thing that was important enough to put on your list to not be important ever get done. And when you start with only three, every time, put a line through it, check it off, have some type of way that you're marking it as done, because your mind will see that. It will see you make progress, and it'll give you inspiration to be able to do more. It's all psychological, but it's very, very important.
Great. Actually, I was also like following this thing. I was writing every day my three big things, and I was just listing down them. So I was doing that thing, but I stopped doing that. So like you have said, right now, I'm actually going to do it from tomorrow itself. Yeah, sure.
Nice.
Yeah.
Start tonight, plan out for tomorrow. And
yeah, definitely. Yep. So it's definitely powerful. I feel that, yes, it's a great idea to have only three and just finish those three big things. And it's going to give you a lot of confidence, and it will definitely keep you more productive, because you have to just finish these three things. And it's going to be very, very helpful for everyone out there. So thank you very much, Jeffrey, for being here and sharing so many great things about funnels and these productivity tips and everything. I'm damn sure that the people who are watching out there, they are going to get great value, and they are definitely going to love everything that you have shared here. So the last thing that I want to say, like, where people can find you, I will just put all the links in the description.
Yeah. So the easiest is just go to funneldoc.com is my funnel hub. We're actually rebuilding it right now, so it won't be up for another week, just to let anybody know, depending on when this comes out or when they're watching it. So we're looking at it to be about the 21st or something, it'll be done, because we're rebranding it and redoing a bunch of stuff. But that's the easiest. Either that, or just search me out on Facebook, Jeffrey and Bannock, and you'll be able to find me there as well. I've got a group, my Funnel Marketing Agency Secrets, which we do trainings in there. Every Tuesday, I do a live training now, where I'm either working on ClickFunnels or high level, teaching you all the tricks and tactics to be able to be successful using funnel software.
Okay. So definitely I will put those links in the description as well. If you want to check out, you can definitely go and check out. So thank you, Jeffrey, for being here. And it's a great episode, and I personally learn a lot from you, and I really want to say thank you from the depth of my heart. So
no worries, brother.
Yeah. So that's all for today's episode, guys. See you in the next episode. Till then, stay awesome. Stay blessed. Thank you very much.
Bye-bye.
Yeah. I hope you find today's episode helpful and valuable. Please share this episode with your friends so that I can reach out to more and more people and help them with my podcast. Also, don't forget to subscribe the podcast on your favorite streaming platform and write a review about the show. You can download my 7-step guide to start and launch your first digital coaching program by going to the link swiy.co/coach. swiy.co/coach. See you in the next episode very soon. Till then, stay blessed, stay awesome. This is your host, Rishabh Jain, signing off. Thank you very much.